Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. Okay, got me a bottle and a blunt. My emotions bottled up. Smoke screens all around us. I'm prepared when they roll up. I ain't grow up in the burbs. I grew up in the herbs. And when the nigga stressed out, I'm going to relax with the herbs. I'ma spit the truth regardless. Even when I'm talking with a slur, I go hard, make it cold like buffalo. And Gucci man with the bird. When a nigga going through things, I throw a hoodie on, not a fur. I wanna see things clear, but I can't want my vision blurred. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. Baby, and I wanna go crazy. Been feeling lazy, and you can't relate to me. Situations take me, and I wanna go crazy. Been feeling lazy, and you can't relate to me. I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. This life come with restraints. When I'm stressed, I smoke. When I'm depressed, I drink. I don't know what else to do. Intoxicants help me think.
Okay. Can y'all hear me? Alright, this is Excel, brand new style of living show. And today, we're going to talk about starting a business with an LLC. Alright. What's going on, Dwight Bay?
Peace, brethren. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I'm about to mute you then. Get off my line.
All right, peace.
Yeah, once again, my name is Excel. You know, it's the Brand New Style Living Show on the Blog Talk Radio, The Ascended Minds. You know, we're going to speak about how to form an LLC, the benefits, the setup, and operations for small businesses. So, first of all, we're going to dig into this little reading. And it starts with, when it comes to starting a small business or startup, potential entrepreneurs think of setting up a corporation or simply operating the business as a sole proprietor. Now, a sole proprietor is an individual. It's just one individual that owns the business. Now, as a sole proprietor, while both are fine, the former is complicated to set up and requires a lot of legal formality to operate properly. The latter, while easier to operate, lacks the limited personal liability corporation provides. Fortunately, there is a middle ground that provides both limited liability, and ease of operation. The limited liability, or LLC, another benefit of an LLC is that it is fairly easy to set up in most states and can often be done with existing resources that are customizable to the business needs. Now, started a business called BNSL, Brand New Style of Living. And reason being was I used to do charity work. I still do charity work. I just don't post the work that I do. And what made me want to do charity work was that I went to my daughter's school one day, and I seen this this young boy. I mean, probably about 5 or 6. And he had some ran-down sneakers. You know, coat was a little beat up. I mean, jeans was dragging at the bottom of his shoes. But he was happy. You know, and I'm like, wow. I'm like, at this young, tender age, I mean, we don't know about appearance and how much appearance means, you know. So I just jogged my thoughts, and I'm like, dang, like, he must have a lot of issues going on at home, you know, and lack of parentalship. And my show last week was about the 7 family structures, you know, and I broke down those 7 family structures, and one of them was the nuclear family, and that's the so-called all-American dynasty family, you know, man, woman, child, or children. But so I just sat back like, man, I looked at my daughter, I'm like, man, either I care or I'm doing the right thing, or either his parents don't care, doing the wrong thing, or they probably care but just have lack of funds due to personal issues or just worried about themselves, you know. And so just like 1 year, if I don't recall, I mean, if I can't recall, excuse me, it was like 2017 or 2018, but if I'm not mistaken, it was like 2017, about 5 years ago. And I just reached out to some brothers and some sisters, you know, and I asked them, do they have any decent clothing that I can come by and get, come by and grab? So I was blessed to get contacted, you know, and I was blessed to receive some decent clothing. You know, some people, they just dumped a whole bunch of bullshit on me, you know what I mean? So I had to sort out those clothes and stuff like that. And, you know, it was an interesting experience, you know. So, you know, I just sorted out all the clothes, you know what I mean, washed them, I folded them, and then I don't remember the dude's name on Facebook, but he was doing like he was reaching out for vendors and stuff like that at the press center. So I reached out to him, I contacted him, and he asked me, I mean, was I selling any clothes? I told him, no, I'm not selling no clothes, I'm just giving clothes away. So he said, all right, fine. So he didn't charge me nothing. So it was the wintertime too, you know what I mean? It was kind of like snowing outside and everything, you know. So I set up like 2 tables. I gave away well-conditioned sneakers, clothes I didn't have, even clothes with tags on them, you know what I mean? I mean, it was a good turnout, you know, and I felt like I was at the start of something new, you know. So at first, you know what I mean, it wasn't documented, nothing like that, but people kept telling me, like, yo, your sale, you should get a 501c3 and get grants to do what you do and stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, I'm not doing it for grants. I'm not doing it for no monetary gain and none of that stuff. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I'm doing a charity work because this is something that I want to do, because this is something that's in my heart to do. You know, so like, man, it was beautiful. You know, some of my Masonic brothers, they came, dropped some clothes off. You know, like, man, almost got rid of all the clothes. You know, if I'm not mistaken, one of the community activists, I think it was Betty Jean Grant. Yeah, Betty Jean Grant. Even she stopped by the table. Let me grab a few items for her husband, you know, and that shit kind of made me feel good. So I'm like, damn, I'm like, even people with these positions, you know what I mean, they even need things too, you know what I mean? So it just put me, like, in a different perspective of life, like, you know what I mean? It's not always about, I mean, it's not about the position that you win what makes you have money, you know what I mean, stuff like that. And I mean, like, some people, I mean, like, are really grounded, and I was very appreciative for her to even take anything off of the table, you know. So from that point on, you know, I was like, damn, like, yo, this is like a brand new style of living, you know what I'm saying, just giving back, you know what I'm saying. And I didn't have 10, 15, 20 people with me doing it. And I mean, this is all my idea, something that I wanted to do, you know. So, and I mean, over the course of time, people still were saying, yo, push for the 501c3, push for the 501c3. So at the time, I just titled it Brand New Style Living Foundation. You know, I wanted to continue on doing it every year. I mean, I did it three times. You know what I mean? Once every year. So from 2017, 18, and 19, I've done it. And to be honest, I just gave away two bags of clothes, you know, sweatpants, some BNSL t-shirts, and everything. To the one guy that be on Broadway in a wheelchair with the one leg, Flip. You know what I mean? Flip, I gave him a bag of clothes, and I just recently gave Pac. You know what I mean? Everybody know who Pac is. You know what I mean? In the town, in Buffalo. You know what I mean? So I just gave him a bag of clothes too, about a week and a half ago. And it was funny as hell because I'm riding down Bailey, and I see the man with a pair of my sweatpants on. So I'm like, go ahead, Pop. I mean, at least you put that shit to use, you know. But, you know, after that, you know, I was like, yo, I mean, I've always been into fashion, you know what I'm saying? Fashion, always been into entertainment, you know what I mean? I love entertainment, you know what I mean? I love to make myself laugh. I love to laugh, you know what I mean? Sometimes I make other people laugh, but I don't be even trying to make them laugh on purpose. You know, so I just understood my gift, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a high energetic individual, you know what I mean? And I like to just express myself on many levels. So I purchased some press equipment. I mean, to press up the clothes, you know, I mean, I didn't know what I was doing at all. You know what I mean? I was like, shit, I'm going to buy it. You know what I mean? I ain't read no directions or nothing. I'm going to buy it. I see what it does. Okay, well, what material I need? Got the material, and I just start pressing. You know, but I started out doing, like, downloading images offline and stuff like that and just pressing them up on T-shirts, hoping to sell them. But, you know, I didn't really have time to do all that at that in that year. You know, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to start a clothing brand, a clothing line of brand new style of living, you know. And like I said before, it all came from charity, you know. It wasn't something like, oh, this rapper got a clothing line, shit, I want to do it too then. Like, mine really means something, you know. Like, being a sale, brand new style of living, it's like, man, like, I mean, just uplift yourself, uplift those around you, or uplift those that want to be around you, and you always stay uplifting, you know what I mean? Stay positive at any given time, regardless if you got shipped over and display something else, you know what I'm saying? But always stay positive, and I mean, always look forward, you know, regardless of what your current situation is, you got to look forward. You got to go forward, you know. Even if you're down, you still got to go forward, You know what I mean? Even if you, excuse me, if you're back, you still got to go forward. If you're down, you still got to go up no matter what. You know what I mean? And I just created it. You know what I mean? Like, in my mind, it's top of the line brand, like Nike, Adidas, YSL, anything else like that, you know. So due to where it came from, and I mean the meaning behind it, you know, it's not just something that I want you to wear. It's like, man, we throw this BNSL on, man, shit, nigga, I'm stepping out. I mean, this is top of the line designer right here, buddy, you know. So that's where Brand New Style Living came from, BNSL. You know what I mean? And it also coincides with my moral values, too. You know what I'm saying? Do what thou wilt. You know what I'm saying? Do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? If it make you happy, then go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? Make the next person happy, then go ahead and, I mean, make that person happy. If it making the hater mad, you make that motherfucking hater mad. You know what I'm saying? That should be in that cell. You know what I mean? So you're done with old situations. You're bringing in the new. So you got your brand new style of living. You know what I mean? You stop doing certain things in your life. That's your brand new style of living. You know, you cut that chick off, that's your brand new style of living. I mean, you get harsh, you get stern, whatever the case may be, that's your brand new style of living. I'm going to continue on reading How to Form an LLC, though. So, once again, fortunately, there is a middle ground that provides both limited liability and ease of operation. A limited liability company, or LLC, another benefit of an LLC is that it is fairly easy to set up in most states, and can often be done with existing resources that are customizable to the business needs. Now, it says below is a helpful guide on the basics of forming an LLC, including helpful resources to get the new small business or startup running. Now, first we're going to dig into what are the benefits of a limited liability company, or LLC. An LLC is like a hybrid between a corporation and a sole proprietorship / partnership. Now, partnership is when, keyword in there is partner. You have a partner, y'all both running the business. Sole proprietorship is just an individual. I believe that running the business is always a greater advantage, a phenomenal advantage, when you have partners involved, because it can take your business further. The business owner gets the benefits of limited liability, but the ease of operation of a small business. Additionally, it is easy to set up with significantly less red tape and cost than a corporation. It is a popular entity choice for a business like a consulting firm, marketing agency, restaurant, and a host of other small or startup enterprises. Now, the advantages of an LLC include limited liability. That means if properly operated, an LLC provides separation and shielding of the entrepreneurs and their personal assets from the liabilities of the LLC. And what that means, like we're getting a DBA, a doing business as, you're equivalent to the business. But with the LLC, you're non-equivalent to the business. There's a separation. Your business is your business, and you are who you are. So if something was to happen with your business and someone wants to sue whatever transpired at your business, then they're suing your business. You know what I mean? So they're going after your business assets and not your personal assets. And a lot of people don't understand, like when some people file with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, it's not because they're broke. It's because that their business can't, how should I say this? Your business can't cover your personal, you know. So basically, like, you just opt out. Like, yo, check this out, man, let me go ahead and fill this paperwork out, I mean, and max this thing on out and start on over. Flexible management of having that LLC is, there is no required board of directions or officers running an LLC day to day. is generally such simpler than running a corporation. Despite the absence of a board requirement, many LLCs choose to set up boards of directors and adopt other processes common to corporations. So basically, it's like agreements. You know what I mean? You agree to do this, you agree to do that, and so forth. So it's not more so like, man, you got people actually in position that's upholding those positions. Like you got, let's say like you have, okay, like Walmart. Say Walmart. Okay, you got the manager. You got the CEO, the CFO, you got the COO. Then you got the president of the company, vice president. Then you got the manager, and then you got the supervisor, and you got the employee. It ain't nothing like that. And I mean, like flexible management is basically like, man, whatever y'all agree upon to do. The reduced formalities is another advantage included. Now, the reduced formalities, as alluded to above, LLCs require much less in the form of corporate niceties. That's N-I-C-E-T-I-E-S, niceties, such as mandatory record keeping, annual shareholder meetings, minutes, annual reports, and et cetera. Now, the disadvantages include for a limited liability is a limited ability to raise capital. When it comes to raising money from investors, it is much easier to do so if the small business is a corporation versus an LLC. And that's due to the tax situation. Now, the tax situation is less complicated when it comes time to sell the asset, though it is fairly straightforward to convert an LLC into a corporation. Also, if an LLC lacks more formal record keeping, a potential buyer may be leery of investing. So basically saying like an LLC, like a person will be less likely to invest if they can't see physically what you have done. You know, versus a corporation. Corporation, now you got to show that. You know what I mean? Like you have to have record keeping and so forth. For LLC, you really don't have to have a record keeping. But if you want someone to invest in your company, then you have to show what you done did, what you done to take your limited liability company to the next level. Taxes, generally, unless the owner chooses to be taxed like a corporation, the LLC profits will be taxed at the owner's personal rate versus the corporate rate. So that's like this, right? Like I had, there's a time when I had like a lot of money in my business account, and I took some of that money out. And I mean, for traveling expenses and so forth. I mean, going out of town, just fake splurging, you know what I'm saying? But not on no Hasidity shit. But you know what I'm saying? Just I wanted to enjoy myself. So at the end of the year, my business account had $500. So they sent me a form like, yo, is this taxable money? So I'm like, shit, hell yeah, this taxable money. Shit, hell yeah, most shit, take, you know what I mean? Tax that $500. You know, but that's when you got an LLC. But a corporation is a little more deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to have all types of extra stuff to come with it, you know. Where I left off at. All right. Now, unless the owner chooses to be taxed like a corporation, the LLC profits will be taxed at the owner's personal rate versus the corporate rate, and the owner will be subject to self-employment taxes. So that means that whatever money you have, you will have to pay a percentage off of that. So I think and like 10%, I don't really remember what it was, something like that. But it is smart to get professional tax advice when setting up an LLC, which you don't even need to actually do that. You can Google that. You know, the flexible management, while more often an advantage, loosey-goosey nature of an LLC can be a drawback, especially when roles and authority are not well-defined among the owners. Now, that's if you have a partnership. You know, certain LLCs need a partnership, some don't. Some LLCs just need agreements, you know what I mean? Like I got an agreement with my LLC, which is a confidential private agreement, you know, not to be disclosed, you know. Now, how to set up an LLC is simple. It's not difficult. You know, a lot of people thinking like, oh, LLC, oh, you doing it big and stuff like that. Man, hell no, you could be doing it small. You know what I mean? But, you know, just LLC just cover what you're trying to pursue as a business, you know, legitimately. You know, how to set up an LLC, you know, it's fairly simple to set up an LLC. It generally requires two things, filing a form, formation, registration form with the state. You know, I mean, going, what was that? If you're in New York State, NYS.gov, you know what I mean? And then you can just follow your paperwork from there. But you also will need a, you also need a EIN number, you know what I mean? Or a taxable number, you know, with your LLC. Typically, you can file it online and an operating agreement. For an LLC, it doesn't matter too much what state law the LLC is registered under. Like many pick the state where they live since that is most convenient. Now, I was on a phone call and I spoke to one of the individuals at NewYorkState.gov and I asked them, I forgot the lady name, but I had a question that I asked. And so I asked the individual, like, do I need to have an LLC in another state to operate my business? And she explained to me, she said, yes and no, depending on what my LLC is. So if my LLC has something to do with, electricians, plumbing, or construction work, then, yeah, I would have to register or notify that next state because it's a lot of stuff that come with that. You know what I mean? It's a lot of liabilities that come with that. You know, somebody get work on the job, like, shit, you can't go back to New York State and be like, yo, I got hurt down in motherfucker Maryland, or I got hurt in Oklahoma. You know what I mean? And then you get your business shut down like that, too, because you're not covered, and nobody knows about you at all. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, like other shoes, Delaware, due to business-friendly laws, you know, some people file LLCs in Delaware because the laws are more flexible. New York is more strict. Nevada, for low cost and no LLC operating agreement filing requirement. In New York State, you don't need an operating agreement. And Wyoming, for low cost. Now, an operating agreement is required in some states, but even if not, it is a good idea to have one in place, especially if there is more than one owner of the LLC. There are some other considerations when setting up the LLC too. Now, first, you will have to choose a name. Choose a name for your LLC and be sure to do a rough Google search before selecting a name to make sure no one else is using it. Now, when filing an LLC, they'll ask you, is more money, ask you, do you want them to do a worldwide search to see if someone else owns the name? Now, me personally, I knew that nobody had BNSL, Brand New Style Living, so I didn't even go through all those obstacles, you know. And remember to include the LLC designation when using the name. You know, like ABC Consulting LLC or ABC Consulting, a limited liability company. You know, I mean, I use both. You know, for business purposes, I put LLC. I don't use a long, drawn out limited liability company. You know, like I said before, like you have to obtain a tax EIN, employment identification number, even if you don't plan on having employees. You still need an employment identification number. Some individuals, they put themselves under their LLC as an employee. Me, I didn't do that because I'm not actually an employee of my business. I'm the actual owner. You know, I'm not working for my business. But in all reality, I'm working my business, but I'm not working for my business. You know, so get a tax employment identification number. The LLC should have its own tax identification number or employer identification number. So it is a smart idea to separate the owner's SSN, Social Security number, from the LLC's tax ID, especially if it should be taxed like a corporation. So then the second step, once you get the LLC, you want to open up a bank account. I mean, it is more important to keep the assets of the LLC separate from your own personal assets. I mean, opening a dedicated business bank account is the best way to do this. Most banks require an EIN to open a business account. I had to provide my EIN for my business account, you know, and banks will ask you how much you want to put in your account to start your business off. You know, I put $1,000 in my account to start my business off. You know what I mean? Just whatever I needed to buy, I'm covering myself with $1,000. I know my expenses wasn't going to be over $1,000. But over a course of time, that shit didn't chucked up. You know what I'm saying? So just like, man, just getting material. Sometimes your machine don't operate right, so you got to buy more material. Stuff like that. You got to buy more devices, more PCs, more laptops, your phone, or whatever the case may be. And then you have to register your LLC with the state, you know what I mean? So that's, I actually call it identify a registered agent. So this is the person who receives any legal correspondence on the behalf of the LLC, such as notices from the state, lawsuits, and et cetera. This can be the legal advisor or the owner of the LLC. There are numerous companies that for a fee provide registered agent services in all 50 states. That's something I did not do because I feel as though that is really not necessary. You know what I mean? Especially as far as what I'm doing. It's not necessary for what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I'm selling clothes at the moment in time. And being a sale, brand new style living, it's not a clothing business. My BNSL is a freelance company, so I can do whatever I want to do with Brand New Style Living. I got to have a car wash, Brand New Style Living. I got to have a hair salon, Brand New Style Living, a nail salon, Brand New Style Living, or whatever I want it to be, that's Brand New Style Living. So I didn't close myself in a fucking box like most people do. You know, and then you have to obtain the proper business licenses. So ensure awareness of any necessary licenses to operate the business. This includes local, state, and federal licenses. And if business transactions will cross state lines, register the LLC in those states as a foreign company. And that's what I was explaining earlier with the you want to travel, you want to do business. But that all depends on what your business is, though. You know, when you have to register with other states, you know, and then actually going to the operation of the LLC, you know. So once the setup process is complete, you as the owner is ready to operate the business. Once you have everything in the play, I mean, your LLC, your registrations, your EIN, and your bank account. I mean, while an LLC has fewer formal requirements than a corporation, that doesn't mean it should be the Wild West either, just doing what you want to do. If the small business has other owners, usually called members in the LLC, or if it has employees other than the owner, ensure the LLC protects all owners from lawsuits or in unusual cases, direct liability for the actions of the LLC. So basically what that's saying, like, man, before you hire anybody, make sure you got all your ducks in order, all your paperwork, your documentations, you to search correctly, or you to ask other people that have their own limited liability companies. You know what I mean? If you don't feel like searching, or the case may be, or if you go online, you don't get the information that you need. I mean, sometimes some people can give you that information that they have obtained, or through their experiences, or what you should do or what you shouldn't do. You know what I mean? Now, once again, the tips to getting started is keep bank accounts and assets of the LLC separate from the owner's personal assets. Do not have your business money and your personal money, because now you got your business money on top of your personal money. You're taking away from yourself. You're taking away from the business, and then you're confusing what you got going on. You know what I mean, you're confusing yourself, and you're confusing your monetary management. Now, if there is more than one member, have an operating agreement in place that deals with governance of the LLC. You know, like I said, like the COO, the chief operating officer, or the CEO, the chief executive officer, or the CFO, the chief financial officer. You know, you're gonna have those agreements in place. You know, so when the money coming in, hey man, what is it looking like? I mean, what's the bank account looking like? What came in? What left? You know what I mean? Well, what we got to spend basically is like business class. You know what I mean? You got the liabilities, assets, and then you got the liability, assets, and damn, what's the other one? God damn. Let me think for a minute. If I'm not mistaken, I can't remember the third one, man, at the moment in time. But it's there, though. You know what I mean? But, like you want to put the right employment agreements in place, including invention, assignments, confidentiality, non-competition, non-solicitation, and so forth. You know what I mean? Take steps to protect your trade secrets and intellectual property. Elect how the LLC will be taxed. That is, like a C-Corp, S-Corp, or at the individual level. You know, so if anybody planning on starting an LLC, those that's listening, or those that's going to catch the show later, if you plan on getting an LLC, make sure you search what an LLC is. You know what I mean? You might want to obtain a DBA also, you know what I mean, if it's necessary to you. You know, but it basically is all about what you want to do. And before you even try to obtain an LLC or even conduct a business, you got to understand, I mean, how things go. And I mean, it ebbs and flows. You know what I mean? It's not always a success. You know, it's like any other business. You know, the movie theater, man, they don't sell out as many tickets every day. You know what I mean? That's why they got, like, the box office weekend, how much they sold on the weekend, and then through the weekday and stuff like that. You know, so, yeah, just, if you want to start a business, man, you know, just make sure that you believe in yourself. You know what I mean? Even though if others don't believe in you, you know what I mean, you got to keep yours going and keep it pushing. You know what I mean? And don't just jumping into shit because it sounds nice. Or you want to make yourself look like you something more than what you are. You know, like not to probably going off the radar with this one, man, but not to downplay nobody, but like, I see, like, a lot of clothing lines in the town, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't agree. Why the hell they pushing certain stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, some people just buy it because of popularity, you know? And I want mine to be sold because of what it stands for, you know? Not no popularity. Like, I was in the mall the other day, and I seen somebody in a brand called Say Less. You know what I mean? I'm like, me personally, you know what I'm saying, Say Less, that's going to fizzle out. You know what I mean? Like, you got a clothing brand that's representing a word. You know what I mean? So I'm like, that's kind of going to fizzle out. And whatever it is. But, you know, like I said, I probably went off the radar with that one. But, yeah, but anyways, like, just get into business, man. Just know what you want to do, what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Go over the ins and outs. That, like me, I really didn't do too much searching. You know, I just had a feeling, and my feeling was right, and I just followed through with my God-given feeling. I mean, that touch, you know what I mean? It was something I wanted to do. Like I said before, you know, being a cell, brand new style of living. I mean, any and everybody can adapt to that, you know what I mean, and obtain that title, I mean, by all means, because, like, I mean, some people, they ain't drug addicts forever. I mean, forever, you know what I mean? So when you stop using, that's your brand new style of living. Well, some, when you start using, that's your brand new style of living, you know, too. But, and I mean, like I said, man, it's all about you, you know what I mean? Brand new style of living ain't about me. It's all about you, you know what I mean? However you want to create your brand new style of living, you know what I mean? So anybody got any questions, you know what I mean, you can raise your hand. I'll unmute you, and we can discuss further this conversation. I see Dwight got your hand up all the time.
Yeah, Bridget. Man, I'm right here. I'm right here. I wanted to say I appreciate how you laid down that information. I did have a few small questions, nothing major though, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. about the business, as far as the business. And also, when you were saying liability and assets, the other one, the third one you was talking about was equity. You know what I'm saying?
Equity, correct. So, right.
Yeah, liability, assets, and equity. That's the, you know, the shares and all that.
Right. I knew it started with an E, but I couldn't even come with it. I'm like, I know it started with an E.
Yeah, right. So now you mentioned the EIN, right? As simple as it is, a lot mm-hmm. of people don't know really how to get an EIN. You know what I'm saying? And I know they can Google it, but a lot of people don't really like Googling either. They like to know what to do before they even set out. So what do they got to do and where they got to go to get an EIN?
Well, to go to get an EIN.
What is the EIN anyway?
The EIN is the Employment Identification Number.
And what's the purpose of an EIN? Why are they getting that?
The purpose to get an EIN is to attached to your business. It's like a social security number, you know what I mean? It lets you know that you're alive, you know what I mean? Your business is up and running, and you can file taxes with your EIN. You can file taxes with your EIN. You can do write-offs, tax write-offs with your EIN, like traveling expenses or whatever you buy for your business. You can use your EIN, you know what I mean? You can attach it to your EIN and not your own personal assets.
Okay. So where they go, how do you get it?
You can go on the IRS, site, you know what I mean? And get an EIN. You know, you can type in www.irs.taxnumber.org. And get an EIN. They're gonna ask you the information for your limited liability company also. So before you even get an EIN, you have to have your LLC in place.
Okay, and they're gonna need an address, because for some people they don't be having addresses.
Yes. Oh yeah. And you have to have a business address. You have a business address, or you can use your own personal address, or you can use a PO box also.
They're going to need their social, too. They got to give the IRS their social, right?
I believe so, if I'm not mistaken. I'm quite sure I've done that, too. I mean, to show who's the owner of the limited liability company.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, my other question was opening up a bank account. What if somebody is in, like, check systems or something, you know what I'm saying? What if they have an issue with opening up a bank account?
Then they ask me to clear that shit.
What's some other options?
Huh? No, then they ask me to clear that shit. to be honest, I haven't ran into that default yet, so I wouldn't even know if they got issues opening up a bank account, man. I guess you just better just put that business in somebody else's name.
They better get their affairs in order.
You better be just funding your company, man. You better be money laundering your company.
Yeah. All right. What about What about bookkeeping? Like, what you recommend for them bookkeeping? Because, like, a lot of people have a hard time just bouncing their checks and all that, how much money they making, what they spending, you know what I'm saying? What you recommend for them to do that?
As far as bookkeeping, man, you know, just get somebody that you believe is trustworthy. I know, like, some people we believe, some people trustworthy end up not being trustworthy. But, you know, just, like, if you can't do it all, you know, just, like I'm saying, like I said before, man, just man, sometimes, man, you got to shoot something to an associate, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say friend, but, you know, because friend is a heavy word, you know, or a relative or somebody you just trust with an asset that work close with you, you know? I know sometimes, I mean, like, I miss steps, you know what I mean, sometimes, but I really have a female friend, you know, I really have a friend, you know what I mean, that keep me on top of my shit, you know what I mean, so, and you can download some apps, too, you can download apps on your phone, so, what's this app I got on my phone right now, one moment, as far as, like, traveling expenses and stuff like that, it's an app called Stride. What's another app?
Stride.
Even TurboTax. Yeah, Stride. Even TurboTax. Even TurboTax. What else? I just came across, man. I just came across another app, man. It's a new app, man. What's the name of that app? Or you can go to like it's one called a bookkeeping app. QuickBooks Online Accounting Invoice and stuff like that. QuickBooks is not really free though. You have to pay for that.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta pay for that. You got an app called Mobile Bookkeeping, and that's all I know so far. You know.
Nah, I'm gonna definitely look into that Stride though. I like that Stride.
The Stride one, because the Stride is connected actually to TurboTax. You know, so
okay.
Like they keeping records for your taxes and stuff like that. You know, like the icons inside the app, you can click on them like, okay, you driving, are you eating, is it for clothing, is it for flight, and all that type of stuff like that. Like, it's very mm-hmm. detailed. Or if it's an option to click other. You know what I mean? Other, and then they ask you to type in what's the other, you know what I mean, stuff like that in detail. Like, well, what you do, what you spend this money on. And stuff like that. You just click save and save it. And then you can go back to that app and you can read all that stuff and look at all that, all your records, your expenses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate that, man, that clarity, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people, they're a little slow, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's all right, man. We all slow, man.
I know I'm messing around. I'm joking, man. I be trolling this shit, you know what I'm saying? But I be messing around.
Man, we all
I appreciate you, man. I'm gonna go ahead and just sit here and relax, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely was taking notes. I make sure I always take notes because I always learn something. Like every show, I'm learning something different that I ain't know about, and I take note. Like I learned about Stride app, so I'm gonna research that. You know what I'm saying? And I learned about
right.
a lot of other things, mostly EIN stuff, you know, all that. I kind of knew already. I've been doing that for a minute. But, you know, it poses other questions, like what do people do if they in check systems? People in check systems going to want to know, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? Do they challenge the check systems? Can they opt out of the program? You know, it's a lot of different options to do with that. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
It's good to know because, you know, they come into a lot of, like, I went to a bank one time to open up a business account, which I know is separate, and I already got business accounts open. It was, I got denied to open up in that particular bank. So maybe it was just that bank and maybe where they went and searched up some information, but maybe we know some banks where they can go to go smooth, you know what I mean?
Right.
Credit unions, they can go smooth, so they're not dealing with that issue. It wasn't really no issue because I just went to another bank and opened up the same or a different account with another bank.
and it went through, but it was just that bank, and they don't tell you why they deny you or nothing like that. Maybe they got strict rules on acceptance, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But other than that, man, how your day going, man? Not to be in your business, how your day going?
Man, my day was busy, man. My day was busy, okay. Man. You know, the first time I got to really actually sit down was on this show. Seriously, man.
Hey, yo, you know,
man, from the time,
you know these shows,
from
man.
The top,
uh-huh.
Go ahead. No, okay.
No, you good.
From the time I spoke to you this morning, man, I've been burning gas, man. I've been riding around, man. I went from the DMV, man. I went to the post office, from the post office, man. I went to go chop it up with Talia, Saturday Night Live joint. Went to go chop it up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, man, I had to hook the internet up. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole different internet joint provider, you know what I'm saying? So I had to hook that up. And then I'm sitting there trying to hook my dang on cameras back up. The old internet had the 2G. This new one just 5G. My cameras is 2G. So I'm sitting there fooling around with that thing all dang on day. And then I sit here, made me some breakfast in the afternoon, made me some eggs, bacon, and some toast. About 4 o'clock, sat down and ate that, and then hooked up all of the Rokus and all that other stuff. I mean, did all that internet stuff. Went to sleep for about like 15 minutes, and then had to go to this dang old group meeting. After the group meeting, I had to go pick up this PC because my PC then went out. Man, after I got my PC, I had to rush back to the house to hook all this stuff up. Man, listen, man. Hopped on the laptop, hopped on the blog show, and then here we are.
Man, you got through it, though.
Yes, I did, man. You know, I was trying to do some clothes last night, man, but my machine wasn't cutting out every letter, man. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Then the person that set me up with the setup, we don't no longer converse. We don't communicate no more because he and his little emotional feelings and shit, he's a Cancer. So you know how that shit go, man. You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, I'm just going to deal with this thing myself, you know what I mean?
I can't say I do, but I hear you.
man, Google Cancer, man, we get a chance, man. Some niggas act like bitches, man. Word, man. Word, man.
You pissed all your cancers off, all your cancer listeners.
Man, listen, cancers and Pisces, them niggas is the worst to me, man. Them motherfuckers.
Oh,
bitches,
man, damn. I'm a Pisces. That's
man.
Crazy.
Man, what part of
it's
Pisces
all good.
Is you know, man? You know,
shit, I don't know, man.
Mean, man, listen.
I know
man,
I ain't no bitch.
Nah, man. See,
yo.
It's a difference, man, when you at a higher level, man. But when you in a low level,
right.
Man, these things are like bitches, man. Like, it's like, what the fuck going on, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, man, like, come on, man. Like, come on, man.
Hey, yo,
I'm shooting this
movie tomorrow. Well, we're shooting this scene for this movie tomorrow, and I'm going to be wearing, you know, the shirt that I got from you, and probably the hat, but I'm definitely wear a shirt, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get that done up in the movie and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man, what you about, 2X?
No, I got the shirt already.
Yeah, I said, but you answered my question, though. I said, you about 2X?
Oh, no, nah, my joint is 1X.
All right, so you about a 1X sweatsuit, man. I got you with a suit, too. Well, I damn, it's going hot down there. It's a little hot down there.
Man, we talk about that. I want, you know, I just want to make sure I'm supporting you properly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. But you know, man. Come on, man.
I'm trying to definitely get the shirt that I got from you up in the movie so that way it's kinda like when that flick get out there, you know, your brand is out there too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because this movie about
it,
to be lit. This joint about to be all over.
Well, is it your movie or a movie you in?
It's a movie I'm in. I'm playing like a little main character, but it's like the cast is probably like 15 people in the cast, maybe a little more.
Okay.
So it's
okay, going to
be
man,
some good production behind it.
I wish I was down there, man, because I love to hop in that thing, man.
That's
Cotton, everybody must die tonight.
Yeah. I know who you are with the director. You can make it out here and get in that joint.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Or if they do traveling scenes, I know they're going to do something in Chicago. They doing something in the Bluff, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then there's a couple writers behind it putting it together.
Yeah, I was out there in Atlanta, man. Listen, I went to the T.I. Trap Museum?
Trap Museum.
I went to that gym.
Yeah, man.
Went around the corner to the gas station, overfilled my gas, you know what I'm saying? So dude owed me some money. So I go in there and see the tall dude. He all in the way, yappity-yapping and stuff. So I'm like, yo, excuse me. So boom, the nigga ain't hear me. So he's yapping, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I said, excuse me. The man looked at me up and down, only stepped back like 2 feet. I'm like, God damn, nigga, the fuck, man? Like, yo, this nigga's out here crazy. I said, all I got is a little knife down here. This ain't gonna wake it, man. Word, man, but it was fun down there, man. Some dude, man, we like, yo, we looking for some smoke. It's all smoke at the time. I'm like, yo, we looking for some smoke. So dude like, hell yeah, man. Shit, I'm looking for some smoke too. You know what I'm saying? Yo, give me about a half an hour. You know what I mean? Like, what room you in? So I told him the room number. But, I mean, I ain't thinking enough of it. I'm saying, I'm down here. You know what I mean? I'm free-spirited. So, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I give him the room number and shit.
Uh-huh.
So, boom, I give him a number. So he called me like, man, shit, you ready? I'm like, yeah. He like, all right, so we got to go. Man, he said, we got to go here, and here. I said, oh, hell nah. So I'm like, nah, we good, bro. I said, nah, we good, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll catch you somewhere else. He's like, man, you sure? So I'm like, yeah. So, man, we end up going to the Lenox Mall. You know what I mean? We in the Lenox Mall. We chilling and shit. You know what I mean? Fuck around, got an A. You know what I mean? Boom. So we smoking the shit back, going back to the hotel.
Right.
Oh, boy, he come knock on the window. He's like, yo, man, can I hit your gas? I'm like, yo, bro, I'm like, shit, this all we got right here, you know what I'm saying? We have more, man, shit. Man, you have it, you know what I mean? He like, man, so what you saying, man? I can't smoke with you? So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, damn, man, hold on, man. Yo, how should I react to this shit? You know what I'm saying? So then he like, yo, man, I just came from, man, I'm homeless and all that, man. Man, I got to go check myself in the shelter and all that, man. You going to do me like this? You going to do me like this? So,
Oh, man, hell no.
So now my mind going to, yo, I'm about to fuck this nigga up mode. I'm like, yo, man. So my man 40, he like, yo, nah, chill. So I just watch him and watch what he do. I said, hell no, I ain't watching shit. So the man walks in from the truck and start head nodding. I'm like, yo, I'm about to get out my stabbing nigga the fuck up, bro. I said, oh, no, you not about to come back to this truck and light this shit up, man. So he's like, nah, just chill. So I'm ready about to get out the truck. He like, he grabbed my shoulder like, nah, chill. Like, just watch him. I'm like, oh, bro, in New York, you know what the fuck a head nod is and walk away? That mean you coming back. So, boom,
mm-hmm.
Chill. You might be overreacting. So I'm like, yo, all right. So I watched the man, and he goes to somebody else's truck. So I don't know what they spoke about. I don't know what the conversation was about, but I know the truck just skirted it off. You know what I mean? Like that. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, yo, the man just a little, man. He on some bum nigga shit. So now I'm like, yo, let's go up in the room right quick, man. He probably broke into our room.
Right.
Go up to the room. I mean, everything was all there. I mean, it was all love and whatnot. You know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, this some crazy shit right here. So then we go to one of the clubs.
So that was a dude from earlier that was saying, let's go here, there, and there.
Yeah, the same dude. The same dude, man. So I'm like, yo, this nigga, man. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, this shit was crazy. Yo, the white, this shit was crazy, yo. So, boom. Yeah. So now I called the one chick because we trying to get a rental down there. And, I mean, all the rental deals booked. So I end up bagging her and getting her number and shit like that. So I'm actually, I'm like, go, shit, where's Lit at tonight? You know what I'm saying? I don't use these Lit words and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, where's Lit at tonight? So she like, she told me some spot. I forgot the name of the spot. So we end up going there. And then we went there. Matter of fact, it was the same place. You seen the movie ATL, right? T.I. joint?
Yeah, Cascade.
I think that's the name of the joint. Yeah, so boom, yeah, we in our parking lot.
Yeah, skating joint,
I mean,
Cascade.
That's
right in the hood.
So we in the parking lot. Boom, we chilling. So I'm like, I was gonna watch my surroundings before I even go up in here. So I see a police officer in front of the little club joint. He just on his phone. He got two security guards on lime green vests on. So I'm like, all right. So then it was this one. I can't even call it a party bus, man. That shit wasn't even that big. I call that shit a party van, man. That shit wasn't even a bus, man. That's how small it was.
Right.
So now, we just sitting there. So then, some girl pull up Beats banging in a Charger, and then the one chick hop up the passenger seat, run up on the little party van, grab the girl off the party van, like, yeah, you know your ass ain't supposed to be out here. Threw her in the dang on Charger. They skirt off, almost hit a truck. I said, bro, I'm not going up in this place right here. Absolutely not, man. I said, no, I'm here to smoke this weed, enjoy my motherfucking scenery.
Damn.
And we're going back to the hotel, man. Damn that, man. I don't know. I said, listen, I'm 13 hours away. Ain't no way I'm getting some shit down here, man. 13 hours away.
Right.
Not with a knife. Not with a knife, man. Man, we drive going down the back streets. Ain't no street lights, none of that. I'm like, yo, this shit crazy, man. I'm like, yo, Atlanta ain't nothing like how they show these damn music videos in these damn movies, man.
It just be different situations, man. You just got to move a certain way depending on the situation. You know, like, you know how it is in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? So. Out here, it's weird out here, man. It's cool depending on your situation, but if you just out there like that random situation, you can't put yourself in random situations. You know what I'm saying? You got to know where you're going. You got to be invited to certain places or know where you're going. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're definitely right,
man, about that, man. Because that was where I went down for that. I did the Off the Porch, the Dirty Glove Bastard interview. So I went down there, man, just shot right on back. You know what I mean? But it was cool, though, man. It was cool, man. I enjoyed my time. I love to come back down there, man, on some Club Magic 112 and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I'm going to go wrap this show up, man. You know what I mean? Peace to the guys, bro. I appreciate y'all tuning in, man.
Yes, sir. Peace, brother.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace, peace, peace.